السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has yet again brought us to the most mubarak place in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously invite us to His house. We haven't come here, Allah has brought us here. We are the visitors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should thank Allah Pak that you are the host and you have brought us to your house as His visitors. Oh Allah Pak, allow us to continuously be your guest, and allow us the time that we can also be the guest of yours in Baytullah, in Makkah Sharif, and we can witness the Mubarak days also in that place. Anyway, this coming to the days of Zulhijjah, so we'll discuss inshallah for a few weeks the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is great lessons for us. The ayat of the Quran which I have read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, we know that he had been blessed with a son at a very late age in his life. Some rewrites it comes 90, some it comes over the age of 90, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with the son, Ismail alayhi salam. Whatever the age may be, it was a very late age in his life. And we know as a person gets older, he takes a liking more for children. The children become more beloved to him. That's why you find a grandfather has more love for his grandchildren than when he was a father and he had love for his children. So like that, the grandparent, because of his age, he has a greater attachment to children. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was at that age now, and Allah had blessed him with a beautiful young son, Ismail alayhi salam, such an obedient son, such a nice son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him this child. So we can imagine that it was very beloved to him, the child, and his wife Hajar alayhi salam. But Allah Pak had commanded him that take this child and take this wife of yours and leave them in that valley. In that valley where Baytullah is now, Makkatul Mukarramah is, in that area, Allah Pak had told him that go leave this child and leave this wife of yours. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam, knowing this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, didn't question like how me and you would question. He had taken his wife and taken his child to this barren valley. Quran describes it, that his dua that he made there, Rabbana inni askantu min zurriyati, O Allah, I have settled some of my children, min zurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in, in such a valley where there is absolutely no vegetation, there is no sign of life. The essential sources of life, meaning water, food, nothing is there. Not a blade of grass, completely barren. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ, by this Mubarak house of yours. So now, if you just analyze it for 1 or 2 minutes, just think about this. What would we say if we were in that position? If we look at this with a scientific mind, then there is a person that is leaving his wife and leaving his child. Automatically our mind will say that this is suicide. This person is leaving his wife and leaving his child in a place where there is no water at all, completely barren. We know the heat there in Makkatul Mukarramah. Last year we were there for Hajj and it was around 50 degrees around this time it was. So can you imagine the heat that is there, the sun, the scorching, no water and no food, to leave a beautiful young child and a wife of yours there in that place. So he makes this dua, he makes 3 duas, we quickly discuss them. So he didn't think for a second that this is suicide or this is some kind of murder. But he thought of it that this is the order of Allah that I have to execute. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands me to execute an order of His, then He will take care of the circumstances. He will take care of my wife, He will take care of the child. My job is just to execute the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he makes this dua, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَةِ. Now the first thing we learn from here is that the life, the order of Allah takes preference over life. Because the first thing he would have thought, if he thought that life would take preference over the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the first thing he would have done was he would have preserved the life in a place that he thought that he could preserve life. But the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knew will help to preserve that life. So the first dua now he's making in the order of duas, the first thing he's making is for the deen of his family. So in other words, he made an encompassing dua for his family, asking for the welfare of their deen and asking for the welfare of their physical health and their spiritual health. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made three duas. The first one was, Rabbana li yuqimu salah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it such that my family establishes salah. Can you imagine? Leaving them there, he's worried about the deen of his family. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they may establish salah. Faj'al afidatam minan nasi tahwi ilayhim. The second thing a person needs is psychological welfare. He needs his psychological health needs to be in order. He mustn't go into a depression, into an anxiety. He mustn't lose all hope of life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it such that people's hearts are attracted towards them. In other words, they get socially comfortable also. People come and they'll have people to interact with, to mingle with, to mix with. Unlike what we are experiencing today, sometimes a child doesn't even want to visit his parents. Or elderly parents are left completely isolated. Here the dua Ibrahim alayhi salam is making for his family. Allah, make people's hearts come to them. Allow people to come. And that dua, the barakat of that dua, we see that every year millions of people are going for Hajj. The dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We see the first part of his dua, the barakat of that dua, how salah is established in Baytullah. And the third part of his dua now is what normally our minds go to first. But this is the last thing that Ibrahim alayhi salam, or the third thing that Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provide for them fruits, provide for them food. One meaning is provide for them the end result, the benefits of all the food that can come. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ So that they may be grateful to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that they take the food and they disobey you, but they eat that food and the benefit of the fruit that you provide for them, the means that you provide for them so that they can be make shukr to you in all respects. Shukr in the way that they behave, shukr in the way that they act, shukr in the way that pleases you. This was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Let us ask ourselves, how much do we think of life like this? That the first and foremost should be, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy? What is the condition of my deen? The next is, how much of social welfare am I involved in? Here this is asking for the people to take towards them, so that they are not left isolated. Ask ourselves, how much do we go out and reach to people, make people feel comfortable, whether they are our parents, whether they are our seniors, whether they are family members, whether they are just musallis, and we don't see them in the masjid, we pick up the phone and phone them and ask them, how are you feeling? And the third thing that he made dua is, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provide for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of learning from this great dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that our deen always take preference over everything else. Even if our life has to go, it's okay. But our deen mustn't go at all costs. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.